Oh man, welcome back. So, my friend Rich called me yesterday. We're having a great conversation. We were just talking back and forth, catching up about, what's going on, what he's going through. I was telling him about my friend, Marcus Dash, that has a he has a segment on the Newark, the excuse me, the Kansas City Chiefs, right? And he was telling me how he got picked up by Bleacher, and now he has a full-time job with them. He's a full-time content creator. Which I find amazing in itself that somebody really put time and effort to really cover their favorite team and then to get picked up. And then my friend was telling me how he decided to finally accept some religious views. I don't want to share because that's his personal business, but something me and him were talking about. There's a moment where we were talking about school and I told him how, like next week, my wife and I are gonna go join this trade program, right? Where we're gonna learn a trade. I'm gonna learn how to be an electrician. She's gonna learn how to do HVAC or electrician with me. Well, we haven't really decided yet, but I do know we're gonna pick up a trade. And one of the reasons why I want to pick up a trade, this kind of a little off kilter, but let's just go there, is that I just want to have the skill in the back of my back pocket, outside of project management, IT, ranking websites, remote cleaning, just another skill to add to my tool belt. But we were talking and I said, man, and I'm also in school to get my master's, as you guys know, also studying for law school and also getting ready to, go into this PhD program. I talked with the school. Excuse me, I emailed the school, wait on them to communicate back with me about, all the stuff that I need. Now, one of the great things about this whole thing was through the chaos of it all, I am moving forward, right? I mean, lack of sleep last night with my daughter and my son were both up. My wife did a tremendous job with them. I helped them little that I could. Shout out to her. Now, also, my friend Rich, she was talking about, oh man, I got like one more semester of school. I'm thinking about getting my master's. And he's like, I got a lot going on. I said, man, even in the chaos, do it because you're going to find a way. Rich knew me when I had zero kids and I was a single bachelor living life, right? And now I have four kids and I'm in school. I want to go to law school. I'm also even thinking about running for DC council. I'm also working, three other jobs. There's a lot of things that I'm doing, right? And not even like three jobs in terms of like actual physical W-2s, right? But I'm a full-time dad, full-time husband, a full-time student, full-time, retired veteran. So there's a lot of like, I say full-time jobs, a lot of full-time things that I'm doing. And I began paid full time for them, quote unquote. But there's a lot of chaos in my life, right? Controlled chaos. And what I want to tell you is that go do what you want to do, right? There is never going to be a perfect time when your life is just, there's nothing going on. You have ample time to go do this one thing that you've always thinking about going to do. Because let me tell you, the moment that you have ample time to do the thing that you want to do, you're dead. Or your life is actually meaningless after that, right? This is the time when you should be finding a way to do this, right? Today, I said yes to playing football again, right? My friend Marcus Dash asked me, do you want to play football? Do you want to come on Sundays and play? And I was like, I don't know, da da da. But I miss it. And I was like, you know what? Yes, I'm going to find a way. Right, I'm gonna take my family out on that Sunday. We'll go play. That's what we'll go find something to do. I'll make sure that I'm not working on that day either. Right, taking time off. So, excuse me. The reason why I'm sharing all this with you is because I want to tell you is that life doesn't slow down magically for you. Right now, if you're a single man and you have no responsibilities, maybe. But still, you were living through the Great Depression right now, or the second, the third, the fourth Great Depression that we're living in. Well, war, it's not imminent, it's here. We have a list of billionaires that have of white billionaires that are touching kids, and people are and the government is hiding it from us, and we know that it's happening. UFOs are real. Aliens are real. I mean, I guess Jesus might be coming back sometime soon too, right? So with that being said, but there's never going to be a perfect time to go start that trade, to go start the business, to start journaling, to go to therapy. If you're waiting until you have more time, you'll never have more time. You never will. In the whole chaos of your life right now, add to it, and I promise you, you're going to figure out and you're going to swim. The thing about it is that if you don't know how to swim and you jump in the water, you're going to drown. But in life, and the metaphor of in life, when you don't know how to swim and you jump 2 feet in, you learn to swim. You learn how to manage everything around you, right? Even if it seems like a lot, trust me, I was telling my wife, we're already in the third month of this year. The year is flying by. Next thing we know, you're going to blink. It's going to be December. And my big thing for you is that this year, I do not want you to feel as if you don't have time. You're going to magically make time by just adding it to your schedule. And that's my lesson for you. Through the chaos of your life right now, whatever you want to do, add it to your schedule. I promise you, you are not going to sink. You are going to swim, and you're going to find a way to get it done. All right? Hope you have a great day. Progress over perfection. Peace.